live at the Pizza House. It's the Red Berenson Show on the Michigan IMG Sports Network. Now, with Coach Red Berenson, here's the voice of Michigan hockey, Al Randall.
Wolverines trying to dig it out of from the front of the net. It's loose out there. Now a shot blocked by Piazza. And Short trying to bounce one out of the zone down to 30 seconds. Now the Wolverines will play it. Outside to center ice. Here's Mott with an open net. Now he's going to get another chance and bury it. And Michigan's going to win. They're going to win the Big Ten Championship.
All right. That was you can't buy the fun, right? And as you heard Kyle Connor say after that game, it's Dickey Moore hockey. And we'll talk to Coach Red Berenson and more. We're going to have a special appearance tonight from my longtime friend and color analyst, Bill Traynor, who unfortunately won't be with us this weekend in Cincinnati. He will be in spirit, but he had a great new opportunity in his law practice, and he's moving on for now. He didn't say he's gone forever, but he's moving on for now. Billy will be with us later on in the program. Of course, we'll talk about the Big Ten Championship games, the victory over Penn State, and the big win over Minnesota. And, of course, coming up, the NCAA Regional down in Cincinnati. And won't that be a familiar place? All right. We're going to take a break. Coach Red is up next here on the Michigan IMG Hockey Network. All right, back once again here at Pizza House on Church Street in Ann Arbor. And this is the Red Berenson Show. And we're glad all of you came out here tonight in our season finale for the Red Berenson Show. And unfortunately, because this is a lot of fun getting together with the coach. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on a Big Ten championship.
Well, Al, we, you know, a year ago, it wasn't that much fun, if you remember. We got in that game, and we lost to Minnesota in a game that really knocked us out of the NCAA tournament as well. So we've experienced the pain, and so it's nice to have a little gain in this week. And obviously, this season's been a good season for our team, and had we not won the Big Ten tournament, we still would have been in the NCAA, but it wouldn't feel right unless you really earned it. And it was good for our team. Our team played really well on Friday against a Penn State team that really tried to redeem themselves, and they were desperate. Let's face it, that was the only way they were going to make the tournament, was to win the Big Ten tournament, and the same thing with Minnesota. So those were hard-fought games, but having that bye, I think, was really important for our team. We didn't have to play three games in three nights.
Well, Penn State knew they had to win, like you say, to move on and to start on that game on Friday. Michigan came out and played well from the beginning. You had a good start, and it was your center and your fourth line, Max Schuert, that got you going.
Well, that was an important goal, you know, and just a hard-working goal, and that line worked hard, and they got rewarded, and that was a big goal. I think it hurt Penn State a lot, but then the game wasn't over, but that was a good start for Michigan.
It was, and it was also, it just so happened, it was Penn State's top line that Schuert scores up.
Yeah, and that can happen. Obviously, they got their first line out against our fourth line, but I'm pretty confident in Shuey's line now. They played better, and Dexter's playing better, and Evan Allen's playing better, and Schuert. So the three of them now are holding their own out there, and I think Schuert scored in three consecutive games, so good for him.
Later on in the period, you had your first chance on a power play, and you didn't even get a change in. You scored that quickly on a great pass from your captain from behind the net.
Well, there were some good goals scored on Friday, and whether you take the first one or the last one or any one of seven goals, you don't often see tic-tac-toe goals in a college hockey game. You might see one out of three or four or five, and the rest of them are hard-working rebound goals, deflections, scrambles. But, we scored some good goals on Friday. It was just one of those games. And JT was, as Kyle Connor ends up with four goals, JT had five assists. So, you know, he was doing something right, too.
And you knew that Penn State was going to come at you in the second period. They did. 21 shots in that second period.
Well, they throw everything at the net, Al, as you know. If you measure it in scoring chances, it's not that many. But as far as shots on the net, from the side of the net, behind the net, in the corner, you name it, they threw everything. And Steve Racine was efficient, like just keeping those pucks at bay and not letting loose pucks get loose in the crease where they're trying to out-muscle us in the crease for rebounds and scrambles.
Well, when Steve was a younger player, when he came in as a freshman, maybe not as good, but right now he controls a lot of rebounds. And credit to him and, of course, one of your coaches, Steve Shields.
Well, I think these goalies, Al, I've always said goalies take longer. They just take longer to really get their game together. And you look at Steve Racine, he showed glimpses in his freshman year and his sophomore year. But he's shown the consistency now in his senior year, and that's really what it comes down to, is can you do it every night? And he's doing it every night.
Well, you've got that. It was a really a back-breaking goal that Kyle Connor scored early in that second period to give. They had to score first, but you got that goal. That was an important one.
No, that was a big one. And, it was one of those nights where the puck was going in, and we scored in our best chances, and it was a game that slowly worked in our favor. Our power play was good. I think we were, was it 3-for-4 in that game?
3-for-5 in that one, 3-for-4 the next night.
Yeah. And that's, it doesn't get any better than that. So credit our kids on the ice and their power, what they're doing on the power play, the execution. And they've worked hard in practice to get better with Coach Wiseman. He's done a great job with the power play. So it's fun to watch. And just know that if another team starts taking liberties or unusual runs at our team, we can pay them back with the power play.
Kyle Connor with a natural hat trick. That's tough to do.
Well, you don't see it done very often, especially in the playoffs, but that line was humming and they were putting their chances in, and good for them.
Little pushback halfway through the second. They get a power play goal, and then a really important goal came. Cristobal, Boo, Nieves. What a goal that was, and it gave you that lead again.
Yeah, it was a great play. A really good play from Boca on defense, and he saw Boo streaking for the net, and he ripped it off a stick. It was kind of a deflection, but it was a planned play. It was a shot pass at Boo, and Boo deflected it in just about an open net, fooled the goalie. So that was a big goal, and that was kind of the end of the game for Penn State.
And that came early in the third, and that was a killer. Absolutely. Michigan has another one. Fourth goal for Kyle Connor. You don't see that often. What? Kevin Porter, last Wolverine to do that.
Yeah, that's true. And we're not necessarily keeping score who's getting the goals, but when one guy is really producing game after game, and then in this game, you couldn't dispel the fact that he was one of the best players in the game, obviously, but he was putting his chances in. And, like one of the Penn State players said after, he's the best player I've ever played against, because it was just about with that line and with Kyle getting the puck where he was getting it and when he was getting it from JT and Tyler and Zach Werenski and so on, it was hard to stop.
I guess the only disappointment probably from a coaching standpoint, players, was the penalty kill wasn't where you wanted it.
Well, you give up goals too. I think both the goals that were scored were on our PK and And it's something we need to get better at. Now, I know we had a good lead, but still, you just don't like to give those goals away.
It was the same type of play, too, wasn't it? The defenseman coming in from the point?
Backdoor play, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, that's the Penn State game. We're going to talk about the championship game, but we return right now. We have to take a break here on the Michigan IMG Hockey Network. All right, we're back once again here on the Red Berenson Show, and we're going to talk about the championship game with the Gophers and the Wolverines. And Michigan had a chance to put them away early, and you came out flying, Coach. You got the first two.
Well, we knew the first goal would be important. I mean, this was a game in the XL Center, but it may as well have been in Mariucci in Minnesota's home rink, because they had the majority of the crowd. Although for our folks here in Michigan, they didn't fill the building, nothing close. In fact, on Friday night, the crowds were just about non-existent. And then Saturday, it was a lot better. But still, it wasn't like the game we think about when we played Michigan State at Joe Louis, and we had over 18,000 fans. And it just makes the environment seem more important. But nevertheless, we knew the importance of the game. But it was good for us to start because we didn't let the fans really get too involved. And Tyler Mott gets the first goal, and that was a good start for Michigan.
And then after one period, Michigan held Minnesota just 6 shots on goal. That was a good point right there.
Well, Minnesota was, let's face it, they're a good team, and they were coming off a tough game on the day before, just like we were. Their game was more challenging, though, and they knew what they had to do against Michigan. But when we got the second goal, I thought that was a good step. And then, of course, the game wasn't over, but at least we took a 2-goal lead. Our power play looked good, and, you know, if you remember the goal, I mean, it wasn't a pretty goal. It was just a hard-working goal down low. But those were important goals. Both our first goals were power play goals.
2-0. However, the lead disappears rather quickly on Michigan as Minnesota scores 3 straight times in that second.
Well, they came out flying in the second, and you know, we thought we were too, but we weren't playing the same. We didn't play with the same edge, and Minnesota took the period over and took the game over at that point. And it wasn't like the first 5 or 6 minutes, Al. I thought we played pretty well in the second period, but after that, once they got the first goal, then they got the momentum. And one of those goals was a power play goal, obviously.
Controversy on their second goal that tied the game on contact with your netminder. It appeared from where I was watching that the player interfered with the goaltender and knocked him down.
Well, he kind of, what he did is he bumped our defenseman into our goalie. And whether or not that's, you know, that's reversible, the referees had to make the decision, and it was a tough decision for them to call that goal off, and they didn't. And, you know, we haven't had a lot of those calls go our way. But nevertheless, I mean, they're trying to get it right, and, you know, they probably got it right, but it could have gone either way.
We should mention, too, that Mike Downing was out for this game. That's a big loss along your blue line, but when you have guys like Sam Piazza that can step in, that's pretty good.
Well, Sam stepped in and played really well, Al. And, you know, Downing got thrown out. It was an unnecessary hit that he got suspended for on the Friday night game. And so we were playing without one of our top defensemen, and Sam stepped in and played a solid game for us. So that really showed, our depth on D showed on Saturday.
Well, they get a power play goal late in the second. What's the team talking about in that second intermission?
Well, we're talking about regrouping and playing the way we came to play, and some of the little things, whether it's stopping and starting and finishing your checks and stick on puck and coming back into D zone and picking up a man and just playing better defensively and playing harder. You know, if we don't play hard and we don't play hungry, we're not a very good team. But when we do, we're a different team, and that was, I thought that was a difference in the third period. We came out and played like we cared, and not that we didn't care, but we played the right way, and it showed.
Kyle Connor is so dangerous in his stick handling abilities and what he can do with the puck and fake out the goalie. And I mean, that it was hard to describe that game tying goal in the third.
Well, the tying goal was, JT's line was on the ice, and there was a loose puck in the far corner, and JT was all over it, and he had 2 players on him, and it was like he had eyes in the back of his head. He just turned around, and he ripped the puck goal mouth, and there's Kyle Connor all by himself. I don't know if Kyle hollered for it or JT looked before he went in the corner, but that's what they talk about, hockey vision. And he had the vision, and he put that puck right. He threaded the needle through a couple of defenders. Kyle's all alone. The goalie came out and confronted him one-on-one. Kyle faked him and deked around him, put it in the empty net. And that got our team going, like, again, in the game. And that was the goal we needed to tie the game.
And then, of course, the game-winning goal came late. It's starting to look 3-3. Where's this game going? Overtime, you get another power play. And Zach Werenski finds a way to get the puck in the net.
Well, and now we ended up with, I think, 4 power play chances in the game and scored on 3 of them. And they had 1, and they scored on their 1. But this penalty, no one's going to debate it. I mean, they're one of their big defensemen wrapped his arm around Bouniévez and just pulled him down. The referee, I don't think he wanted to call another penalty in the game. There was only about 6 minutes left. But he had to call it, and he called it, and sure enough, Zach Werenski gets the puck through on a point shot, and it's in the net, and now we've got the lead with less than 5 minutes left.
Tyler Motz, of course, the empty netter that sealed the game for Michigan, and what a tremendous feat on another step towards all your goals is winning the championship.
Well, and that's what we went there for, Al. You know, you talk about it, you work hard for it. Everyone went there for that same reason. But I think knowing that we were capable of doing it, and when you get into that third period and it's right there for you, our team rallied around. I thought everybody played hard. They played the right way in the third period and found a way to win.
You talk about Tyler Madden being that 200-foot player. Well, on one end, he has two goals. On the other end, he has six block shots.
Well, he's been doing that all year, setting a great example for the rest of our team in terms of defensive hockey as well as offensive hockey. And, you know, that's the one thing we're trying to help all these good young players that are skilled to be good two-way players so they can play in their own zone, they can play without the puck. And what better example is it than Tyler Mott?
And, of course, it was great to see the team celebrate. They came out and just mobbed your goaltender, Steve Racine, for an outstanding night.
Well, and good for Steve. You know, there were no excuses. There were no bad goals. There were, you know, none of that. Like, he's given our team a chance every night. And you know, in prior years, maybe we pointed the finger at our goalkeeping and our this and our that. But there's no finger pointing this year. He's more than holding his own. And you're not going to win this time of year without good goalkeeping.
He seems to do really well when he has 30 shots on goal or more. He plays really effective.
Well, you ask any goalie, they'd rather have more shots so they're into the game. Like, as a coach, we don't want more shots. We don't want more scoring chances against. But a goalie, he wants to stay involved in the game. And it's sometimes hard for goalies to stay focused in a game where they're not getting much work. But nevertheless, Steve is getting enough shots, and he's focused, and he's playing well, and he's making, you know, when a goalie's playing well, he's making tough shots look easy, and he's on top, he's ready, he's in position, and he makes it look easy. Rather than scrambling and diving all over the net on every shot, and you're just holding your breath, Steve's not that way. Like, he's got it under control, and good for him and Steve Shields. They formed a good partnership, and let's face it, you know, Zach Nagelford is just an injury away from having to step in, so he's having to work his tail off every day in practice just in case Steve goes down, and he's got to go in and make the difference. So it's a depth on our team that's important, and some of the guys that aren't playing at night every night are just as important because they might be in the lineup just like Sam was.
Did a great job, your team, staying out of the box on the championship game.
Well, I thought the referees let the players play the game, too. It wasn't I thought both teams played good hockey. Like, I like the way Minnesota plays, and their coach told me after the game, he likes the way Michigan plays. They like to play us because you get some real hockey in the game, and it's not a mug fest or a clutch and grab the whole game. You got two teams that skate, and they really get up and down the ice. And so Minnesota kept their heads, and I thought we did the same.
Any final thoughts on the championship? I know a lot of your players are recognized on the alternative Big Ten.
Well, it's good. I mean, it was good for everybody. It's good for Michigan. It's good for recruiting. You know, we heard from a lot of our recruits that right away they're texting our coaches, not me, but they're texting the coaches, and they watch the game, and they're proud of Michigan and so on. They can't wait to get here and so on. So there's a lot more than just winning the championship that goes into it.
Final thought on the attendance, it kind of was disappointing to have that much talent, that much great hockey teams that were there, to have such little audience.
Well, it's been that way the last few years, Al, and I can't tell you that the CCHA was a lot better when we got down to Joe Louis. But the thing I liked about the CCHA playoffs is we had at least one round of playoffs on campus, and our fans got to see playoff hockey. And I still think the Big Ten should go in that direction.
And are they, I guess, talking to a couple of the officials that were there at the Big Ten Championship, there's a whole bunch of stuff on the table. Nothing's off the table.
Well, and, you know, we're not going to solve it here tonight, Al, but I think the Big Ten is well run, and I think they're a first-class organization. Hockey's new. It's only 3 years into the existence of this Big Ten conference. And a lot of good things have happened, but there's some things they want to see better, and part of it is crowds. And, of course, the Big Ten Network, they want more people in the seats when they do a game and so on, and they want a bigger audience. So they'll keep working on it. But nevertheless, you know, that's our first Big Ten tournament championship, and we've got the trophy, and that's good. Now we've got to put that behind us and move on to the NCAA.
And later on in the program, we'll talk exactly about that. Great job, Coach. Great job, Wolverines. And we'll be back with more of the Red Berenson Show in a moment on the Michigan IMG Hockey Network.